Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Welcome. Great to have you with us here in the Sunbury Motors Studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, K Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. A lot to get to. Just heard inside Penn State Athletics. The Penn State basketball game with Ohio State is on tonight. Campus is closed, but the game will be played. Ohio State flew in last night, except they flew to La Trobe. They couldn't get in here last night, and then they bussed from La Trobe to State College and got here at 1:30 this morning. They did have shoot-around today. Had to be a tough trip for Thad Mata, whose back is bad to begin with, so I'm sure that bus ride didn't do him a lot of good. I talked to him a little bit about his back when I was out in Columbus, and he is not in good shape. I mean, it's... And it's right now something surgery can't really help. So you'll notice, for example, on the sideline, he sits in a special chair. Well, he needs that chair because of how bad his back is. D'Angelo Russell and his ever-smooth game will be in tonight. Students will get in free tonight. The last time that they canceled classes at Penn State was February 14th, 2007. That night, Penn State played Ohio State in basketball. Ohio State with Greg Oden, Mike Conley, and Daquan Cook were ranked number one in the country. Mike Walker had a three-point shot hit the rim from midcourt that would have won the game. Went right down to the last shot. And not only that, the students were really engaged that night. They did the same thing. They let them in for free. They showed up. It was really a great crowd. See if they respond tonight. It's been an interesting 24 hours in the NFL. With Shady McCoy being dealt to the Buffalo Bills. And I think it's a great trade for Philadelphia. We are probably, for the end of the week, going to see the Steelers part ways with Troy Polamalu, and we'll find out whether or not he will sign with another team. I would be surprised if he did not sign with another team.
I think he'll retire.
I don't. I think he'll play. I think he'll play. And, you know, what's interesting in all of this that I find, and it's something I've tried to talk to about Kevin before, but fans in general, we're in an era, you can't love players.
Boy, that's true.
Right? No, you can't.
No, I'm agreeing with you.
I mean, you tell me, oh, you can't. And because, look, don't get so attached. I know they want you to buy jerseys and things like that. You know, I don't know anybody would do that. But
me neither.
But the bottom line is this. I've tried to tell you repeatedly, it's the front of the jersey, not the back of the jersey. And right now, if you're an Eagles fan, you're sitting there like, oh, my goodness, they traded McCoy. I think it's a great deal for them. I think they got the best of the deal. Alonzo's a really good linebacker. Dude can flat out play.
And it clears up, what, $12 million in the cap?
Yeah, but the running backs are a dime a dozen in this thing. Sproles was more productive as a guy in the backfield position last year in terms of pure productivity than McCoy was. And they'll pick up somebody else.
Actually, Sproles even tweeted out, nothing surprises me in this business anymore.
Sproles never should have left New Orleans. Sproles shouldn't have left San Diego. Sproles has been one of those ultra-productive Terry Metcalf type of players his entire career. Entire career he has. And Now, McCoy's like, well, I don't know. I don't want to go up to Buffalo, lose. I think, excuse me, you know, here are the standings. They went 9-7 last year. I know why Penn State didn't recruit him. I'm not going to relate the story, but I will say this. After dealing with the players went to Joe and requested that they not recruit him, and guess what? That night, Joe crossed him off the list. Okay? You want to know why Penn State did not recruit LeSean McCoy and, like, stop the recruitment? Because the players went to Joe and asked Joe not to recruit him after meeting with him. I'm not going to get into why, but they had their reasons, and they were a couple really, really good ones.
Well, how much of this trade is Chip Kelly reorganizing his offense around what he wants?
This is Chip Kelly getting, you know what? Let Chip Kelly do what he wants. You want to know why? Okay? I looked at your trophy case. There are no Super Bowl trophies in there.
So well, I mean, that's my point.
So let him fly. Let him do what he wants. If he wants to put a team together in such a way that really fits in the form and the machine that he wants to put together, the kind of system that he wants to put together, and guys that fit that system, let him do it. Let him do it. Alonzo's going to be really good. Eagle fans are going to love him. I know he's coming off a torn ACL, but Eagle fans are going to love him. And then we'll see if they can make a move to see if they can get Marcus Mariota out of this. Which I think almost everybody feels is the way that they're going to go with this.
I cannot imagine them not making a deal to get Mariota.
Yeah, but you have to have a willing partner on the other side, Kevin.
Well, that's very true. You have to make it lucrative.
You have to make it work. I mean, you have to look at Tampa Bay and tell Tampa Bay, we're going to give you this, 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 and this, and here's the first overall pick. And if you can't deal with them, then you look at Tennessee and say, okay, we're going to give you this, 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 and this.
Well,
to put yourself in that kind of position. I mean, you have to have a willing partner on the other end. It's just not wave a magic wand and voila, here we are at that spot. The Redskins don't get to RG3 unless they put together an insane package, which turned out to be exactly that, an insane package.
Well, we talked to Brandon Gowden a couple of weeks ago, last week, and one of the things that he mentioned was that the Eagles reportedly were nervous, so they were going to trade to number one, so they knew they would not have an opportunity to miss.
Right, exactly. They don't want somebody else to trade up again. Look, when it sits down, Mariota blew everybody away in the interview process. That's one of the reasons why I think the Eagles feel like they may have to trade to number one. Mariota blew people away in the interview process. He was not a quiet, unassuming guy. He sat down and was very straightforward and very powerful in his answers. And that took some people back. Like, wow, really? Got a little bit more here than we thought. So that's, he may not have the accuracy or the arm of Jameis Winston, but he doesn't have the baggage of Jameis Winston either. And that's a big part. The baggage part is a huge part of this. Now, again, I know some people are upset. Oh, my goodness, I can't believe that they got rid of McCoy and so forth. Well, Steeler fans are going to have to brace themselves. You're not going to have Troy Polamalu, and he very well may sign with somebody else. You can sit there and you can hope all you want, all right, that he retires as a Steeler.
Well, he'll go in the hall as a Steeler.
What does that matter? Who cares?
I don't know, but it does matter. See, that's the thing. It does matter. You talk about the name on the front of the jersey. That's the name on the front of the jersey. If he goes in there as a Steeler, that's the name on the front of the
jersey. He's going in as Troy Polamalu.
I still want him to retire. Right. Retire now. Listen, here's my thing. Retire
now.
Why should your career retire?
Okay, why should you retire if somebody offers you a few million dollars to carry on for two more years? Why?
the question you have to ask yourself as a player, with the injuries I have, is it worth an extra $2 million when I'm already comfortable, my family's already set financially? Is it worth an extra $2 million to go through another season or two where I know I'm already on the downside?
Let me ask you something. Is it more important for you that he retires, or more important for him that he retires?
No, I don't care if he goes on to another team. I really don't. I mean, I joke about it a lot, but I don't really care if he goes on to another team. I still have respect for the player. Now, do I want to see him go on and play his entire career as a Steeler? Absolutely. Why do I want that? Because it doesn't happen anymore. It's a rarity. But his career is on the downside. There's no denying it. And the fact that he was able to play one more year last year and be able to play as often as he did, quite honestly, surprised me. Go and retire now. Don't be remembered for all the injuries you had at the end of your career.
Scheduled to have Jeff Byers today in the Big Ten Wrestling Tournament. Also scheduled today to have Tim Nevert from spring training. Pinocchio and I will be back in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. By the way, it's going to be Holy Cross. They beat Loyola last night, and they have three games. Now, we know that, obviously, there will be national postseason for Bucknell. Obviously, the goal is to win three games and get to the NCAA tournament. If they don't, they'll get an automatic NIT bid. But let's see what they can do with the Patriot. And it all happens at Soika, and it starts, tomorrow night, I believe.
Yes.
They'll play Holy Cross tomorrow night. Meanwhile, good news for the USS tugboat, the Chelles, because Navy did beat Army. They beat them three times. Needless to say, any meeting with the admirals will go very well. So, Navy advanced.
Does he have a rank at Navy? As a coach, I mean, do they give him an honorary rank, or I was just curious.
Well,
do the players have to salute him or not?
No, but you know, he was telling me one day, it's a little bit different. He was telling me one day at practice, there's only a 2-hour window that he can practice with them. That's all he has. All right, that's it. And one day, one of the kids, he told me, came in to practice soaking wet.
Oh, I remember. You told me this story.
And he's looking at him. He says, "Hey, Mike, what happened?" He says, "Why are you soaking wet?" He goes, "Well, we were doing maneuvers and seal maneuvers in the river today." Okay, it's just a little different kid. Okay, a little different kid. He was there. He was there, ready to go, but was soaking wet as he started. But I'm happy for Ed. I think that's great. They get into the Patriot quarterfinals with their win last night over Army for the third time this year. Thus, the USS DeChellis, a tugboat that brings others into port.
It should be called the USS Ed. That sounds better. The USS Ed.
Look, you know, after you sat there and did a 3-minute lie to the
I'm
to
not
the
lying.
Oh, everybody knows.
I
Come
am
on.
Not lying.
Be honest with the audience here. Will you be honest? You don't want him to play anymore because you want him to end as a Steeler and have the sun
I
set.
Do. I'm not going to deny it's that I want set. That to happen, but am I going to be angry, upset, or hurt if he doesn't? No.
You have in the past. You have in the past. You're mad at Rod Woodson. You're mad at James Harris. You're mad at all these guys.
No, wait. You misunderstood the Rod Woodson situation. The Rod Woodson situation was different. I just bought his reversible jersey about 3 weeks ago, or 3 weeks prior.
Perfect. Then, in other words, he went someplace else. You can reverse it.
Yeah, but it was the place he went that hurt.
It doesn't matter. It's his life. I mean, Brian Dawkins didn't end as an Eagle. He's one of the greatest Eagle players ever. He ended up with Denver. Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning is not ending his career as an Indianapolis Colt now, is he?
No, but he's also right now, not. He's also not like he hasn't faded out of existence completely in the game. He's still Tom competitive.
And Tom Brady's probably not going to end as a New England Patriot. He wants to keep playing.
Today, I don't know that he does. I don't know that he does. He said a couple of times, Troy Polamalu, that he's just. He hadn't made a decision. It was too early in the season, but he was considering it.
Suddenly he's out there as a San Diego Charger.
That's not going to bug me. Not at all. Listen, you name teams, and I'll tell you if it would bother me. San Diego, not a bit.
Browns, Ravens, or Bengals?
Yes, yes, and yes. There you go. Those are the ones that would bother me, okay? Because then I have to see him in a different uniform twice a year.
You're a team cutter. You're a team cut him. So it's not easy.
Why not just pay him to be a secondary coach? Because obviously whoever was coaching the secondary last year didn't know what they were doing.
Well, you just look. At least now you're being honest with the audience.
I was being honest before. I want him to retire.
You have to fall out of love with players. You just have to like them. Hey,
but,
love
but he
your
was
team.
Special.
Whatever.
He was special.
Whatever. I'm a Red Sox fan. Wade Boggs and Roger Clemens both play for the Yankees. So what? Big deal. Okay, good luck taking.
No. You cannot say I'm a blank fan. I'm sorry. You cannot say that. Because we've addressed this. We have addressed this many times. Fan is one word that I would not describe you as. So you can't say I am an insert team here fan.
Oh, well, no, I mean, admittedly, I've got a different attitude about things. I mean, I understand that. But my attitude is shaped by being around the block a few times.
Don't care. I want him to retire and then be a Steeler. And I don't think there's many Steeler fans that feel differently.
It's not your decision. It's
I don't care. I'm just telling you what I want. You asked. Telling you.
Tim Neverett coming up next.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
I wish we'd recorded the last 5 minutes.
Glad you're having fun today.
I am having fun.
You might be borderline jovial today.
You're a barrel of laughs today. Don't you think?
No, we were talking during the break of players that I liked and why. I mean, Troy Polamalu because he's a prolific player.
No. You're using the wrong L word.
No.
Oh no, it's to the point of it's like it's right at that line where you've crossed over and there's actually some sort of love or man crush.
No, that was Mike Schmidt. That was Mike Schmidt growing up. I was a third baseman in Little League. He was the reason I became a Phillies fan. You're going to be all right.
As entertaining as I think this is for the audience to
no, you mean for you, not the audience. How entertaining it is for you
to hear how your man crush plays out on the air.
Hey, it's not my fault you lost your heart for true sports fanship.
I love sports. I love sitting. I watched Northwestern Michigan last night. I watched Georgia Kentucky last night.
That's right. You
loved
watched
watching
you,
both.
There's a difference. You can, you watched the game. You're not passionate. You watched the game. Oh, that was a nice move. Oh, that was entertaining. Oh, that's not watching the game. That does not count as watching the game. Unless you are actually involved emotionally in the game, it doesn't count.
I believe I'm able to give better answers because I'm not overly emotional.
I didn't say that. I didn't say you were wrong there. I did not disagree with that. I totally agree with that. You do give a more rounded perspective than someone who is very passionate about the team slash player.
I hate him. That's really not what I call analysis.
Oh, hate's a strong word.
Okay, Mike Wallace.
Distaste. Disdain. That might be close. And now
disgust.
Humor. And now humor. Because the Dolphins are trying to figure out what to do with a guy who didn't want to, who just sat out because he didn't get the contract he wanted. Hey, listen, you signed him. Good luck.
See, that's where you've gone from being mad at someone as it played out in the air to now listen to the pure joy it's brought you.
I can't deny that it does make me chuckle a little bit.
I mean, listen to the pure joy in your voice.
I mean, the irony is there.
The play that segment back, and we go, wow, Kevin's a happy guy today. Jeff Byers, next half hour to talk about the Big Ten Wrestling Championships. Let's bring in Tim Nevert now from Bradenton and the Pirates camp. Tim, welcome. First of all, Tim, it's great to cross paths with you a couple times this year because I know you did some Penn State basketball. I think the last time I saw you was, I want to say, Allentown. Brandon Compton, former Spike, some news about him and the possibility they have to take a look as to whether he needs Tommy John or not. What's an update there?
Well, they're going to shut him down for a while. They're going to send him to Dr. James Andrews and have his elbow looked at, and then we'll find out after that. But anytime this early in spring training, they're shutting it down. All you can hope for at this point is the best, and that's what we hope for Brandon. But I do know we will be seeing pitch for a little while, and hopefully the results of his examination are good. But, you know, one thing that pitchers never want to hear from a team is, we're going to send you to Dr. James Andrews.
Yeah.
Because that typically is not good, because that can more often than not, mean some kind of surgery, perhaps Tommy John. I don't want to get too far ahead here because we just don't know. But the other thing about sending him to Dr. James Andrews is the fact that that's one of the best in the business, and you're going to get the best, the best answer and the best care. So hopefully Brandon Compton will be all right.
A guy that had that news a year ago that turned out on the tough side was Jameson Taillon. What kind of update do the Pirates have on him?
Well, he's been looking pretty good. He seems healthy. He seems, like he's ready to go. Looking forward to seeing him pitch here in Major League camp. We got a little taste of him last year. This year we should see more of him as he prepares to perhaps begin the season, more than likely in AAA. I would not doubt we would see him at some point in the major leagues this year, depending on his progress. Keep in mind, with Jameson Taillon, with Tommy John surgery and with the fact that the way that the draft rules were back when he was drafted, he waited until... Well, we shouldn't say he, but on the advice of his agent, he had to wait until very late in the summer. I believe it was August 17th, or the middle of August, anyway, before he even signed with the Pirates. So, you know, he lost another year. He's basically lost 2 years in his development. And since, you know, Major League Baseball has done the smart thing and they've changed the draft rules where these guys are now signing right away after they get drafted, and so they can get in the system and get developed. But, so he basically lost 2 years. Which is a shame because those are two prime years for him. But I think at this point he's getting close to the point where he's going to be able to be major league ready, hopefully by the end of this season.
Yes, he sat here in State College for 3 weeks and signed autographs. I remember it distinctly.
Yes, that's right. That was his taste of a professional ball. His first taste of pro ball. He went to State College and signed autographs.
That's exactly what he did for 3 weeks. Yep. Kong, I believe I pronounced that correctly. They spent $5 million just to get the negotiating rights and then sign him. I get what he homered the other day. What kind of look do you see in him? Because I'm sure this is interesting because it is something that they've ventured out to do.
Yeah, I mean, it was interesting too because the Pirates weren't even among the teams that were mentioned that were interested in him, and all of a sudden they had the highest posting fee and got the opportunity and won the right to talk to him, and bought the right to talk to him basically. But yeah, yesterday, Jung Ho had a home run, opposite field shot. We've heard so much about it before, but how does it translate into big league baseball from the Korean baseball organization? We don't know that. Yesterday he took a fastball and just drove it to the opposite field and he blasted it, and that was good to see. So hopefully we see a lot of that, but you know, there is a lot of talk about how to pronounce his name. And we were told, and it's funny, it's one of those things where it's spelled K-A-N-G, which you'd say would be Kang,
right?
But it's not. It's pronounced, if you want to do it phonetically, G-U-N-G, like Gung.
Yeah.
So Jung Ho Gung is how you'll hear it pronounced until he says otherwise. But that's what he said and through his interpreter when he got over to the United States. And then everybody in the Pirates organization and the Pittsburgh media was informed this is how you say it. And so it's going to cause confusion. But as long as he hits home runs, nobody cares.
Exactly. Over the next 3.5 weeks, Tim, what are some things on your checklist where you're going to say, okay, I'm interested to see this and to see if there's progress there? What would be on that list?
Fifth starter, to see if it's going to be Vance Worley or Jeff Locke. That would be one thing, to see how the bullpen finishes up, to see if Brad Lincoln can come back and have a good enough performances where he can make a bullpen spot. And he's back with the Pirates organization. Pitched yesterday. I think he gave up a couple of hits to Toronto. One of them really wasn't his fault. But, it would just be interesting to see how the bullpen shakes out. You know, from the backside in, you're looking at Mark Melanson, Tony Watson, Antonio the left came over from the Philadelphia Phillies. He's actually, I'm looking forward to seeing him pitch. He's really good. He was always tough on the Pirates. And Jared Hughes, you know, and where he fits in, he should be on this big league club again. So there's a lot of room on the 25-man roster right now, and it's going to be a battle to see who can make it. I think will somebody step up and take a pitch away from somebody else? That's a possibility. Jose Tabata, who is a three-man roster not once but twice, has revamped his swing, and he has looked pretty good so far in spring training. And funny thing is, he worked with a former Pirate, Marlon Byrd, this offseason. They used to have the same agent, so they somehow got together, and Byrd gave him some advice on how to tinker with his swing. And, Tabata is a strong guy. He should be hitting more home runs, but he's just not doing it. But now he might be doing that. So maybe his new swing can help him get back to the big leagues. We'll see.
Yeah, interesting. Behind the plate, we know what Russell Martin did, and I would say it's safe to say the intangibles he brought to the table. Do you have a feel yet as to the intangibles that can be brought behind the plate as well as the offense with the guys that they have at the moment?
Not yet. Still too early. Tony Sanchez started yesterday. Elias Diaz was there catching yesterday. So today I would expect to see Francisco Cervelli get his first spring game in, as well as Chris Stewart. We'll see what the lineups are when we get over there today. But I would think that it'll be a little bit before we can tell. It's just one of those things where it's going to take a little while before we can figure it all out.
Travis Snyder was an effective fourth outfielder, no longer there. When you look at the outfield situation, you mentioned Tabata already as a possibility. What are a couple of other possibilities that will get a good long look in this camp that could be a fourth or fifth outfielder?
Well, I think one guy who's going to get a good look is Andrew Lambeau, because he can play both first base and right field. Being a left-handed bat, he could take that spot of Travis Snyder. So I wouldn't be surprised if Lambeau got a good opportunity. And we'll see, you know, among the rest of the guys that can come up and do that. I know Jeff Decker started center field yesterday, but I don't know if he's going to get the opportunity to make the big league club again like he did last year. I think the club is deeper now, where it's going to be a tough run a guy like Decker. So my guess is that Andrew Lambeau is going to be given every opportunity again this spring to make the club in a multi-position role.
I mean, Tim, you've done this so many times. I mentioned that, you know, 3.5 weeks out. So what pattern do you get into down there as to, okay, I expect to start watching for this, I expect to start watching for that, while also getting yourself into a groove for the season?
Yeah. Well, the first thing I have to learn is my new parking spot where I have to park today, because there have been so many changes at McKechnie Field. So that's the first thing.
There you go.
Is learn where I have to park the car. That's going to be a challenge. The second thing is really, you know, just to start looking at the way they are. I look like a day or two ahead, and they'll post the lineups a day ahead of time. What the schedule picture is. Rotation will look like, you know, if somebody's in today, they probably won't be in tomorrow. You know, who over maybe 3 or 4 appearances is standing out? And if there is anybody, start asking questions of the coaching staff. You know, what do you think of this guy? Is this legit? What's, you know, so the coaches, but it is pretty, back in spring training, because the results of the games don't matter. Nobody's upset about winning and losing. You just try to get back into the groove, because it is a rhythm every day. You do have time off from baseball. You got to get back into it.
Tim, pleasure. Appreciate it so much, and good luck this season. Look forward to crossing paths again.
Yeah, good luck, Steve.
All right, Tim, thanks so much. Tim Neverett with us. We'll come back and we'll talk with Jeff Byers in the next half hour on the Big Ten Wrestling Championship. Penn State leaving for that. It'll be at St. John Arena in Columbus. And Kevin will tell us about how unemotional he now is about sports on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
This year marks Sunbury Motor Company's 100th year in business, and we will be keeping the same tried and true values we've had ever since we opened our doors, guaranteeing your car buying experience will be smooth and hassle-free. No spinning a wheel for specials you don't need or want. No pushy sales staff pouncing on you as soon as you arrive. No sideshow yelling. Since we began back in 1915, we have strived to be your most trusted friend when it comes to all of your new car needs, whether that's in sales or service. We strive to offer you as many viable options as we possibly can. Sunbury Motor Company always carries a line of few other auto dealers in our area can compete with. With our inventory of Ford, Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln vehicles, there should be no problems with finding the right vehicle to fit your needs. Our friendly and trustworthy staff is knowledgeable in all of our products and stand ready to answer all of your questions and meet all of your needs. In honor of 100 years in business, SMC is introducing the all-new Auto Club, where Sunbury Motors will pay you for every mile you drive. Be sure to ask us about our Auto Club benefits. Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza and at sunburymotors.com. Proudly owned by the Mertz family since 1915.
Just a quick note, the one thing that the Big Ten will not do is the Big Ten will not let you know if an official has been disciplined. But it's not as if we can't figure it out. And I will give, and we all know that Patrick Chambers, for example, was disciplined by the Big Ten. He was disciplined to the point of a public reprimand and a $10,000 fine. People have asked, well, what about the official Kelly Pfeiffer? Well, last night I saw something I haven't seen in 2 weeks. Kelly Pfeiffer worked the Northwestern Michigan game. He has not worked a Big Ten game since the Maryland game. That should tell all of you something. They don't announce. The same thing happened last year with an official in a Penn State game. And for a guy that had been working every, had worked 10 consecutive weeks of Big Ten games to suddenly not work 2 weeks, you can put 2 plus 2 together. So if you're wondering if the official involved did get some sort of discipline, I think we can make an assumption that something happened, because after 10 straight weeks of work and then 2 weeks of no work, now he worked other conferences. He's an independent contractor. And I'll be honest with you, I think he's a good young official. I really do. I think he is a guy that is going to have his contract, you know, that the Big Ten will come to next year and say, look, we want you officiating games. I think he's got a chance to be very, very good. He just, on that one, he completely missed it. And he missed it badly. And people always, well, they're not going to do anything to him. Yeah, they do it. You just have to be alert enough to figure out if they've done something. When someone works 10 straight weeks and then suddenly doesn't work 2, it doesn't mean they requested a vacation. Okay? Just thought I'd throw that out there. Meanwhile, Kevin is a big fan of the car that he is driving this week from our good friends at Sunbury Motors.
Yeah, well, listen, you can't go wrong this week when you have a four-wheel drive available, and I think it's been in four-wheel drive more than it's been in two-wheel drive. But taking advantage of the opportunities here in the F-150, the Ford F-150 XLT, that has the industry's first remote tailgate release with the power remote locking system. It actually opens the tailgate with your key fob. You can lock it, unlock it, and lower it hands-free when it's activated. And it also has start-stop technology, which, because the temperature has been really cold the last couple of days, Steve, it has not been working. Yeah. But today was right. The first day it actually worked, because we've been above freezing. So what happens is, when you come to a red light or a stop sign, or you're in traffic, you hit the brake and the truck comes to a stop, the engine shuts off. Another fuel-saving opportunity with the EcoBoost engine. And then when you lift your foot off the brake, the engine kicks right back on, and you're ready to go instantaneously. Start-stop technology from Ford with this Ford F-150 with EcoBoost technology, and gas prices going back up. Anything you can do to save a few gallons would be very helpful. And right now, around town, 16.5 miles per gallon with the four-wheel drive, as I said, on more than off. Check it out at Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury. They have a ton of F-150s there because it's the most popular and biggest selling truck of all time.
To tell them I said hi, Kevin.
Okay, I will. This is what happens when you forget to flip it to vibrate, and then you get a number you don't recognize.
And also don't forget Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 to 15 Hummel's Wharf, right near the Susquehanna Valley Country Club. Okay.
It said Steve Jones. It must have been you that I ignored.
I didn't call you.
Just kidding.
You know darn well I didn't call you.
Just kidding.
Maybe it's the Ravens calling for permission to negotiate with Troy.
Or maybe it's Troy calling to ask if he can go to the Ravens. And the answer, Troy, no. But if you want to go to the Chargers, enjoy the sunshine.
Again, I think what you need very much is to warp out of love, or even heavy like, with players. Love your team.
How do you love your team and not love the players on it? I don't understand how you can do that.
Players are dealt all the time.
But how do you love the team if you don't love the players that are on it?
Because you sit down every year and you look at, all right, okay, remember the movie Major League?
I do.
Okay, the two groundskeepers.
Yeah, yes.
And they are examining the roster. Okay.
you just look to see who's on your roster, and you go from there. Do you think your team's any good or not?
Yes, but then you don't get a chance to be the guy in center field screaming, "Vile thing!"
I mean, see, that's you.
You can't be Randy Quaid then.
That's you out there, okay, yelling vile things at the guy that betrayed you. That's you.
Not too high, too hard.
Well, the ball sails over your head. It's too high. What do you mean it's too high?
Too high.
That's you.
Too high.
That's you.